lay before you our offerings, and as we do, we thank you for your generosity to us in so many different ways in our lives. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. And we thank you for your word opened to us this morning. And we ask that you would help us to dwell in that story of calling this week, to consider for ourselves the people that you have made us to be, and what it would look like in our particular situation of family and community and work to bring the kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. We know that part of this is the call to repent, to turn our lives around to you. Lord, forgive us that at times that's not the way we have lived. We ask that you would help us to live with lives turned to your face. This morning, as we pray and intercede for others, we think of the fear and all that is happening as people worry about the virus that has broken out in China, parts of China, and is spreading across the world. And we recognise that people are reminded of their human frailty, and we pray for all of those who are working hard. We pray for those in the medical profession, those in government, those in international agencies. We pray for those who have lost loved ones, those who are ill and unwell themselves and fearful. Lord God, we think of those reeling from the earthquake in Turkey, and we see those photographs on our television screens, and again we are reminded of that fine line between life and death. And for all who are seeking to bring aid and help, for all who have lost homes and businesses, for all who are in pain and mourning, Lord, we pray. Here, much closer to home in our own country, as this week progresses towards Friday, and as the political decision to leave European Union takes place, we ask for all of those in Europe and here in the UK, those in positions of authority in government and in local government. We pray for those who will be negotiating over the months to come all of the outcome of leaving. And we pray, Lord God, for a unity to come through division. And we pray that that unity would be marked by a desire for the well-being of the poorest and those who are most vulnerable in our countries and in our communities. We pray for all who are afraid as a result of this decision. And we pray too for those who are happy about this decision, and we pray for a mutual understanding of one another's thoughts and hopes and dreams going forward. Lord, we thank you for your church, and we thank you for our place within the Church of Scotland, and we thank you, Lord, for all that the church is doing through its work to bring your kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we pray today for the moderator, for all those working out of the central offices, for the different presbyteries around the country, and the different congregations. We pray, Lord God, for our own congregation, and ask that you would be at work within us, helping us to see how we are already bringing your kingdom, but how that can be increased here in this parish and in this community. We commend to you, Lord, our lives, all that we are and all that we hope to be. We pray especially this morning for those who are going through times of illness and frailty of body, mind, spirit. Lord, draw near to them this morning and enfold them in your loving arms. Be near to those who watch over them and love them and care for them. Lord, in the stillness of this holy moment, hear us as we bring our own prayer to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Almighty God, whose Son called people from the task of mending nets and gave them the task of mending the world, through calling all people into discipleship, give to us nimble fingers to make good what is torn, willing feet to follow where you go, and repentant hearts to bear witness to the light which dispels all darkness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The closing words there with the collect for today. Isn't that a lovely picture? Give us nimble fingers to make good what is torn, and willing feet to follow where you go. Before we worship again, may I remind you that we do have an opportunity to meet with one another for friendship and tea and coffee in the halls downstairs, in front of the church or at the back. Just a reminder to those who are open, and I hope there's many, to volunteer at the cafe over Lent. If we just have a little short huddle for, it will take 5 minutes, just immediately after worship. A wonderful hymn as we draw our worship to